going, everyone?
Hey.
I'm good. A little chilly, but liking it.
Oh, like it, love it, gotta have it, you know?
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us on another Q&A. I hope you both are bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah, well, yeah. Neither of us have tails.
You did at one point.
Yeah, in like evolution, not in my existence.
Killing it prehensile style, baby.
All right? I spilled water all over myself.
It's a real shit show over here.
Oh no, I spilled coffee on my passenger side seat this morning.
Oh, that must smell great.
Was anyone sitting there?
No one was sitting there, and now my car smells like horchata latte.
You know, honestly, it could be worse.
Slight benefits.
At least it's oat milk, so it won't go rancid.
Nice.
I don't know. You never know with that shit.
I feel like
they've stimulated it to be as close to milk as possible.
Make sure it goes rancid, just like milk, so people will buy more.
I'm not looking forward to getting into my hot car at the end of the day, guys.
I know. I'm sorry.
I know. Before we get...
Does oat milk go rancid in a hot car? Wow, what a coincidence.
Wow, how specific. Before we get started, Zero Hearts pointed out that we had a lot of questions asking if that was actually Obama in our ad.
Is that for really?
That's amazing.
Yes. So we should shout out the comedian Reggie Brown and tell him good job.
Yes.
Good for him.
Reggie Brown is a Obama lookalike and like pretty decent sound alike. So thank you to Reggie Brown. He fucking rules.
Yeah.
He read all of our stupid script. I as far as I know, he did not know what gooning was.
No, I had to explain it to him.
Which is so great.
I watched Ike explain gooning to him, and he also is like, what do you mean by I'm gonna pre?
You of all people should know!
Yeah. The actual Obama would know. I think.
Yeah, it'd be on his yearly playlist.
Is that actually Obama?
That's so funny.
Oh my god. If we actually got Obama, it would be like fucking newsworthy.
Yes, it would.
I'm gonna try and make that happen for a power hour.
Use this Obama in their merch ads.
We'll get Obama the real one on a Tasting All Pop Tarts episode.
Why specifically that?
It's on the tip of my tongue. I had a Pop Tart this morning.
Can't do it.
All right. This first question, does it make sense to me because I've only been here a year and a half?
Okay.
It's from PP Boy 66. Will you ever bring back Spoiler Owl?
Oh man. I'm sorry. It was like the Discord window, like I felt I could concentrate better on these questions if I closed my eyes. So right at the moment I closed my eyes was when you said PP Boy 60. Kind of lost it. So Spoiler Owl is not something we want to bring back because it means we accidentally spoiled something for people. Spoiler Owl Vanessa is a character. Can't remember how it started. I think it was a Zelda playthrough, right?
Yeah.
But it was a character. It's an owl that just like flies in and ruins fucking the endings of movies and books for people.
Which while I was trying to make an example, while I was trying to do a bit as Spoiler Owl, I actually spoiled something for Dan.
Yeah. The entirety of Harry Potter.
So,
but that's fine. It's fine. I watched all the movies back to back eventually, and they were delightful regardless.
Yeah, but it's just a bit on the show. I don't know. It's not like we like made a series with him or something.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we'll make another episode of Spoiler Owl. I know there's been 90 of them, but, you know, there's still more juice in that.
What I wish we could do is go back to the Owl Cafe in Japan and bring back the real owl for, like, a power hour or something. Mm. That was amazing.
Get a raptor handler or something.
Yeah.
I ran out of money by the time I got to that cafe, so I just stood outside and looked at the owls.
You know what? That's pretty close to the experience of being inside the cafe, too.
Yeah.
I spent all my money on knives.
I get it. Owl killing knives.
This next one is
but
from...
Let me I can afford to get it.
Are those specifically owl killing knives? No. What?
Sorry. This next one is from Kiwi Da Human. Any recent hyperfixations you've been on lately, a great show or game, anything that you've been really into recently that doesn't have to do with Grumps or 10-Minute Power Hour?
I'm getting back into fighting games. That's been fun. I'm playing a lot of King of Fighters. I don't know. I guess that's it. Handhelds. I've been getting a lot of stupid emulator handhelds. So I have a Miu. I have a Miu Mini Plus right now, which is probably my favorite right now. Yeah, that's it.
No Magic?
I haven't played a whole lot of Magic lately. I just went to Amsterdam to play Magic at a convention, MagicCon, and also to celebrate Susie's birthday. It was after the con. She didn't.
Not necessarily
like,
in that order.
Like, happy birthday, baby. I'm going to be gone for 8 hours. Yeah, I haven't played a whole lot of Magic since I got back.
I've been reading the collected stories of Hans Christian Andersen.
Oh.
Yeah, and man, it's a real roll of the dice whether you get a happy ending in those stories. Like, some of them are so delightful. He wrote a lot of really famous stuff.
Yeah.
Like Little Mermaid, Princess and the Pea, Emperor's New New Clothes, like that's all him.
Yeah. Ice Queen or
Ice
whatever.
Queen, yep, that Frozen was based on loosely. It's interesting, and but some of them are like super delightful, and others are like, you know, there once was a boy and then he died. And yeah. You're like, whoa.
Yeah, that's how the Grimm's fairy tales are.
Yes. They're like the extreme version. Like, Disney is on one end, Grimm's Fairy Tales is on the other, and Hans Christian's right in the center.
I like them because they you can't, like, predict what's going to happen, you know? I feel like there's, like, a flow of stories that everybody gets nowadays, where it's like, and then he's strong, but then he's going to lose his powers, and then he's going to get them back and learn to use them again. And...
Yeah, it's like the Star Wars hero quest.
Yeah.
It's like the template.
But now it's like, we're in Grimm's Fairy Tales, it's like, there was a sausage. And he was friends with a bird, and then the bird fucking ate him. The end.
Yep. So it's a little bit like that. It's a little bit like that. So yeah, those have been kind of fascinating to me.
Nice. This next one is for Aaron, but Dan, you can answer too. It's from Henzoid.
Okay.
Hey Aaron, I recently found out that you did some voices for Bee and Puppy Cat.
Let me take this one from you, Aaron.
Sorry to interrupt, Vanessa.
No, but it was worth it. I recently found out you did some voices for Bee and Puppy Cat, Lazy in Space. That's so cool. Did you end up watching the show? And if so, what did you think of the final result? Also, if Dan saw it, you know, you can say so too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think the show's brilliant. I think Natasha's brilliant. I think she has a very unique mind in terms of comedy and storytelling and visuals and everything, really. Yeah, that whole process was very, very pleasant. I love that team. I still talk to that team. Yeah, that show rules. If you haven't seen Bee and Puppy Cat, it's a very specific show. I do think a lot of, based on, you know, lovelies that I've spoken to, I think it sort of aligns a lot with what we're doing. I think a lot of people would call it like a soft boy anime or something, like, but it's very it's very strange, and the comedy style is very unique. Love that show. Can't recommend it enough. Not just because I'm in it. Susie's in it too, which is fun.
And to answer your question, I have not seen it, but that does not mean anything because I don't watch a lot of stuff.
You watch me shower.
Yeah, but that's not broadcast anywhere until I broadcast it places.
This next one is from Elky. Who is the ultimate daddy?
What the?
My dad. Dad's the ultimate.
The ultimate daddy. Like, in general?
I think in general, I don't know if they mean by, like, a hot guy or between the two of you.
Yeah, that's what I was at. Yeah, that's exactly what I was curious about.
I think a more broad question would be, like, a hot guy.
The ultimate daddy. I don't know. Darth Vader?
What a great... Thank you. Nice.
I just got handed a coffee.
Let me think.
Abe Lincoln.
Ultimate daddy. That's how he
more like
to be
Babe
referred.
Lincoln.
I don't know, Freddie Mercury probably.
Yeah. He's got swagger. He's got that mustache.
I mean that's what it is. It's like it's mostly just that he's one of the few people I've ever read about that was like, I'm born to be a star, you know? And you just see him up in front of like 100,000 people like it's nothing. Like that's a pretty cool quality.
Yeah. I'm drinking.
Everything okay, Aaron?
There's a lot going on. I can't handle too many things going on or else I bust. I'm about to bust.
What a daddy move.
Yeah. What I do.
This next one is from Grump Chan. What's the best thing to happen to you two as a result of Game Grumps?
My friendship with Aaron.
Aww.
Like soulless, emotionless.
Picks out printed out paper.
Contractual obligations. I can't. At this point, you know, 11 years in for me, like I can't, there's no part of my life that hasn't in some way been affected by it.
Yeah, that's kind of true. The money.
Nice, Aaron. No, I really, my entire life in, I know it's a weird answer, but like you just, much in the same way you can't go back in your life and change one thing without changing everything else. That goes 1,000 times for joining this show because, you know, it's just such a huge part of my everyday for a decade now.
That's great.
Yeah,
it's a really sweet answer. I don't know, man. I just a lot of opportunities, voice work stuff. I just like doing things. So all the things that I've been able to do has been nice. Stuff that I wouldn't have been able to do otherwise. Like get in the door on certain things or whatever, meet certain people. That stuff's the stuff I really enjoy. Really grateful for that. Gamers.
Love it. This next one is from Choke Neck Bottle. Who's your favorite part of the crew to include in wacky situations?
Favorite part of the crew to Jory. Jory's always a hoot. So he's in for the bit, and it's just got a good energy, you know.
Yeah, depends on the type of wackiness. Everyone brings something else to the table. I love our whole crew. Like,
I only like Jory.
Okay, I mean, a lot of them have been with us for years and years now. You know, so it's just like
some have passed.
So may they rest. That's not true. But yeah, like it.
That's not true. That you want to wish them to rest.
Jory's a good answer. He's always fun, and every time he's great at like feigning surprise and nervousness. Yeah. Like everything you ask him, he's like, ah! It's very, I don't know, charming quality.
Is the nervousness feigned, or is he just very nervous?
I think that's how he is.
It's also true to how he is, but I like to believe that some of it's for the bit.
Vanessa is also fun. There have been so many good Vanessa moments. I feel like we've talked about it in a previous Q&A before, but whenever Vanessa screams something from off screen, like with the energy of like a child that just cannot contain these words anymore and just need to.
Yeah, it's a mix, Vanessa, because some of the stuff is childlike enthusiasm, and some of the other stuff is mother like, you idiots. kind of laugh, which, and both of them are so great. The one that comes to mind is like when you were trying to tell us that the, what is it, yakitori?
Oh, the
giant takoyaki.
Yeah, giant takoyaki. And you're like, and you just kept saying like, these are really big. And you're like, giant! Just like that exasperated, I've told you 5 times. It's so great.
Oh, God. I've never looked at takoyaki the same. I love you both. This next one is from Chef Cat. Is there anything Starbomb related that you can tell us for the rest of 2024 and 2025?
I have a counter question.
Mm-hmm.
How hard is it to cook as a cat?
Aaron, no pause.
This person gave us like the perfect window to say there's a new Starbomb album coming.
We've already said it a million times. Why don't you watch the NSP live event that's happening next week?
That's true.
When's it happening?
I don't know. Soon, I think in August.
Yeah,
we're gonna do NSP is gonna do a stream and like a stream a concert, and there may be a little Starbomb thing happening in that concert.
Yeah,
and there may be a new song performed.
Oh shit!
Oh dip.
What's that, Tony?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Where can they get tickets, Tony?
Know this.
Yeah, I don't know. Tony, do you know where they can get tickets?
Is it? Oh, whoops, I'm muted.
Oh.
Whatmoment.com/NSP.
There we go.
Bless you. Thank you so much. But yeah, that will lead you
it's
on the wild goose chase to new Starbomb stuff.
.co, not .com.
It's
.com. August 24th.
Anyway, yeah, new Starbomb album.
Everyone who should go and get tickets to this.
Very soon.
Yeah, yeah. We're music videos and everything. All your favorite. So all my favorites.
I wasn't ready for that.
Finally
I'll
got to do a cartoon for us. I'm so excited.
I'll let you know.
It's somebody
I'll find
that
out.
I know you all love because it's one of the most viewed videos on the Game Grumps channel.
And that's all we'll say.
Speculation starts now. This next one is from Sam Rush, also an Aaron question, but you know what, I'm gonna open it up to Dan. Aaron, where do you get your outfits from? They look so comfy and stylish.
Well, there's a local guy in LA, his name is Ito, and he hand makes everything. I've been looking for somebody who, because I just, again with me and my going off on a tangent, I'm out of like the fast fashion, corporate fashion world now, and I'm like, I just want a guy to make a clothes that I wear for the rest of my life, and that is this guy, and his name is Ito, and he has a website, ito888.com, and yeah, he makes clothes. He makes me my clothes. So if you want him to make you his clothes, then I guess you would do that. Talk to him. And that's my guy.
Once every couple of years, I go to the mall and I buy a bunch of pairs of the exact same jeans. And then I buy t-shirts of my favorite bands. And that's my style.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what I wanted to avoid, you know? I wanted to buy clothes, and then it's just like, these are my clothes now. These are just what I wear, and I will never buy new clothes ever again, because they last. There's another place called Kiriko that, is it Kiriko? Yeah. That also some of my jackets are from. That's like, they're literally on their tag. They're like, wear this forever. Hand it down to your kids. I'm like, great. That's what I'll do.
Yeah. I would not consider myself a stylish, fashion-y person.
I don't either. I wear for comfort, but apparently some people are asking, so that's cool.
I only wear clothes so I'm not arrested when I go to the bagel store.
You know,
I will say that the one jacket I've been wearing in some of the Patreon fan, that's from a company called Demo Baza, which is way too expensive. But I got this one jacket from them because I wanted it. And so I wear it all the time to like make up for the fact that it was way too expensive.
Oh, is it the fuzzy one?
I'm wearing it in like every fucking video.
Is it the fuzzy one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something I learned about my sense of style being on Game Grumps is that sometimes I serve Velma Dinkley according to all the comments.
She's serving Velma.
That was humbling. This next one.
What are you talking about? Velma's like the best one.
That's true.
So stylish.
One of the things I found about being on Grumps in the Power Hour is I don't know. I watch myself on the Power Hour and I'm like, that's what I look like. And I listen to myself on Game Grumps and I'm like, that's what I sound like.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
There's a lot of that.
Dan, I will say as a fashion moment, I love your chicken tender shirt.
Thank you. A lot of the things I wear are also gifts because my interests are so dumb and specific that like whenever people in my life, see something with those things on them, they're like unicorn or chicken figures, they usually like just get it for me, and then I wear it as a show of thanks. So I have like three different chicken fingers shirts for every occasion.
All chicken finger episode when?
What's that?
All chicken finger episode when?
I don't know. You program our episodes.
That's true.
Chicken fingers.
Oh.
We'll have vegan chicken fingers.
Maybe it'll finally be the episode where you eat everything and I eat nothing.
That'll be fun.
This next one is from Rev. If you wake up in a horror movie, which video game character that is not Sonic, obviously, would you want by your side? Much love.
Sonic? Is Sonic available?
What the fuck?
Aaron, what's happening over there?
The Game Grumps domain expired?
Are you serious? What? You better buy it fast, dog.
I gotta
no one buy the Game Grumps domain.
I gotta deal with that pretty quickly.
Okay. I'll answer the question then. Jeez.
What the fuck?
Wait, I wanna
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm gonna deal with
GameGrumps.com.
Right,
I woke up in a horror game. What video game character would I want by my side? Probably Ethan Winters. Because he's mushrooms, so he's like pretty hard to beat, and he'd also be able to say really clever things, like when we fight off a monster or something, he can be like, "Fuck," you know?
Darn it! Yeah.
Fuck you,
Aaron. You're about to have to buy back the Game Grumps domain from someone in this chat.
No,
there's no question.
I think there's a grace period. I don't want it to be like silenthill.com.
I'm just going to pick a random name from this screen. Like, we've got our eye on you, Steph Noob. I bet that was like a jump scare for that person. Sorry, just kidding.
I got to deal with it now, right? Okay, question. What character do I want in a zombie apocalypse?
That wasn't the question.
The world ends.
No, you're just in a horror movie.
Horror movie.
What video game character do you want by your side?
Video game character?
Yes.
Superman from the Superman game.
It is a good choice. I can't.
Right?
I can't deny that.
There you go. That's it.
All right. Hit us with another one, Vanessa.
I'm looking for one.
Oh, okay.
Looking for one. What do we run out?
we just hit a bump of nose.
Oh, a lot of like, what do your feet smell like?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a little bump of nose. I needed to.
You wanted to kill a political figure.
Atherian asks, when are you both going to finish February? This month has continued for 9 years. It's been hell for my taxes.
Finish February. Goodness me. Well, I know that my finish February project was supposed to be Wii Punch Out. And so I practiced at home, and I remembered the reason I stopped playing it is because it got fucking impossible. So that put a wrench in my finished February plans. How about you, Aaron?
I haven't been doing anything. Yeah, no, actually, you know what? I put a little effort into Supermarket Simulator. So when we come back to it, there will be some progress.
Can you finish that?
No, but
oh,
I mean, that's the only thing related to what we were talking about that I've been doing.
I see.
All right, I renewed GameGrumps.com.
We did it, everyone. We still have our website.
Yay! Proud of us.
Okay, not yet. I'm still happening.
Boy, Aaron, this is a good Q&A.
I'm sorry. I mean, it literally expired today. I was ignoring the email, I guess, because I'm have ADHD.
No problem.
It was $20.
Wow.
I hope that provides like a nice insight into the behind the scenes of operations around here.
Yeah. We run a tight ship over here.
I'm not going to lie. This is how a lot of things happen where I'm just like, oh, yeah, I'll take care of it. Sorry. My bad. All right. All right. It's good. All good.
A lot of the times it'll be something that just like wakes me up out of sleep. Like, spoiler, but for an episode that we're prepping for, I had to buy like 60 different kinds of Oreos. And last night I woke up in a wet sweat and I was like, I forgot to get the regular kind.
Yeah. Like the fucking Cheerios episode.
Oh, man. That was so funny when Allie she thought Honey Nut Cheerios were like Cheerios. Basic Cheerios. She was like, what's the basic Cheerios? And we were like, Cheerios. It's one of my favorite Alley moments from throughout the years.
Man. Legendary. All right. Sorry, everybody who was browsing the Game Grumps website. You know what? Here's a tangent I want to go on about websites. It was really... I hate Web 2.0. I think everybody secretly does. I mean, it's nice for businesses or whatever, because it's like you don't have to pay for a website and get people to visit it. You just post on Facebook. But anyway, so it used to be. So I've been getting more into like doing sprites again and just doing art in general. Like I used to make tons and tons of sprites. I'm actually working on a Mega Man fan game right now with some friends, and I'm doing a lot of the sprites for it. But like I've been looking at other people's sprite work more recently. And it used to be you would go to somebody's website. You'd go to geocities.com/poopymagoosprite artist, and you would look at all their sprites. They would build a website and show all their sprites. But now it's like all you really have is like social media, and you have to like wade through all their memes to like see all their shit. Like, I just want to go to your website that has all your sprites that you update, and you're like, oh, we made a new sprite. Here's a new sprite. Like, oh, cool. Awesome. And I feel like that's the case for most things nowadays. And I kind of want to like build a website again and just be like, oh, this is my stuff. This is a website that I have for my stuff. Enjoy. You know what I mean? Anyway.
Yeah.
I left the room for a second because just the way I had to get my coffee and just the way Aaron started that, it gave off such like,
oh, I'm going to have a minute.
Yeah. It gave off such like angry uncle vibes where like you like kind of zone out on the phone and then you like snap to her and he's like, and everyone's got Pearsons, you know?
Uh-huh. you're taking a shit and you're like periodically pressing unmute, you know? Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry. We're back.
Yeah.
Anyone that's ever said they haven't muted their phone during a poop on the phone is lying.
Oh, dude, it's like my MO. That's like,
it's the reason people don't call each other anymore, because everyone's pooping all the time.
It's what I do when I'm on the phone with customer service. I'm being productive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm having a little customer service right here.
It's not.
The customer's the toilet, and the service is me pooping in it.
Funny stuff, Aaron.
This really next one.
Boundaries this morning.
This next one is from Becca B. Is there a career choice or hobby that you were curious about when you were younger but never got to try or fulfill?
What kind of?
A career choice.
A career choice.
Career choice or hobby?
Oh. I have ADHD, man. Every fucking hobby. I've literally been curious about anything. Name it. That's creative. And I've been curious about sculpting, knitting, gardening, everything.
Yeah, I wanted to be a paleontologist when I was a kid.
I thought you were briefly.
I mean, I did it, but like not enough to consider myself like an actual.
Well, you were like a protege, weren't you?
A little bit, but not enough. Like you need to actually like go into the field and it can't just be whatever. But I personally just couldn't like deal with the heat. Like you have to be out in the freaking mountains of Utah for days and days on end, just like using a dentist drill to chip away rock.
That's why you wear that big floppy hat.
That, yeah, but like I just don't sweat properly. It's like one of the many weird things about my body. So like it just wasn't for me physically, and I don't know. It always makes me think of the I think it was the Futurama guy that said this, and Brian had a similar sentiment, because the guy who wrote Futurama, David X. Cohn, I think he was a physicist, and he also loves writing Futurama. And he was like, I can't decide whether I want to be a scientist or a comedy writer. And he was like, ultimately, you only get one life, and you just have to pick your favorite thing and do that instead of trying to, you know, half-ass both, you know? Hello, Aaron.
I mean, that was the end of that.
Yeah.
This next one is from Igloo Lindsay. Are there more 10-minute power hour field trips in the future? I love the off-campus episodes.
And just, I'm sorry, but yes, like people are texting me about the website, so putting out fires as we're doing this fun and jaunty Q&A.
Yeah. I love the field trip ones.
Yeah, was the question, is there a new one coming up?
Are there more field trips in the future?
Yeah. Well, yes. They're less. It's interesting. A little inside baseball for everybody. They're not like. We love doing them. But they're not like bangers in terms of you would think it's like, oh, it's the special episode. It's going to get a lot more views. It really doesn't.
They never perform the way we think they will.
Yeah. So that's sort of been pretty much the only limiting factor in doing more. Because if they were like a million views out the gate, then we would do a lot more. But it's just kind of like, okay, well, you know, it's going to perform the same as an episode that we can shoot two or three in a day. So it's only stuff we really want to do that we're excited about, which I guess is a good thing.
I can think of at least one we have filmed.
Yeah, all that is to say, yes, there are more, but they're not like going to be super frequent.
I know that one that didn't happen that I really was sad about was we were going to do soccer training with the San Diego Loyal, a second league soccer team in America in San Diego, but they no longer exist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had trouble scheduling them, and then they just stopped existing.
Probably wouldn't have gotten good training from them.
Well, no, they were a fine team. It's just that the first league, the higher soccer league, got a San Diego team, and I don't think the Loyal were able to stay in existence. Like, the city couldn't support two teams.
What a bummer.
I know, such a drag. I love that team. But I still have their jersey. It said it was sponsored by Rocket League. I was wearing it in the Kit Kat episode. That was the team.
We did a Kit Kat episode?
Are you kidding? I still have dreams about it.
I think I blacked it out.
I still remember the way you said drink.
Yeah.
One of my favorite bits ever.
So funny.
I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
That episode specifically, somebody asked today on Twitter, which episodes did we have like the most fun making? And I specifically remember Kit Kat laughing so hard that I was scared I was going to black out. Like all of the oxygen was leaving my head and I had to take a knee because I was getting woozy.
Oh my God.
That's really nice.
That's beautiful.
That's really nice.
That's what happens anytime I watch one of those fucking space bear compilations. And then we have to do stuff afterwards.
Yeah, and you got like a headache from laughing. Yeah. Those are great.
This next one is from Sarah Lim. Who would you love to have a guest on either channels that you've yet to meet?
Gordon Ramsay.
I want Gordon Ramsay to judge a meal that Dan makes so bad.
Oh, man.
That's great. Yeah, if it's a meal I make, I'll try too hard, and then my feelings will be hurt if he doesn't like it.
I'll be like, here's some stuff I made out of found objects around the house. Is this food? We've had a lot of them, honestly. I guess one of the members of Rush would be amazing. One of the members of like Def Leppard, but like, I can't imagine why they would come on the show. You know, there's usually there's some kind of like comedy connection or internet world connection, as opposed to just like someone I'd like to meet in general.
I don't know, why not?
I don't know either. It could happen. It'd be amazing. I just don't know how to do it.
Well, you pick up the fucking phone.
Operator, connect me to my favorite bands.
You
it's
got
possible
it,
to bully someone into it. I had a friend that bullied Fastball into playing at his house. No.
Let's stop right there.
I love how you like ate the end of that statement. Just like, it's possible to bully someone into it. I'm not a friend.
Let's see. This one is from Dream Master FTW. A game suggestion and a 10-minute power hour suggestion. 10-minute power hour. Have you guys thought of doing like a family feud or a game show with friends live? Like a grump feud. Game suggestion, original Paper Mario. I think Dan would like it.
Yeah, we have talked about that, actually, doing like a live action, because the episodes that we do on Game Grumps that are game shows do really well, and we like them, so why not do a live action one? I guess it's just about like building all the things and like getting people in and like writing all the stuff for it. That's like a lot of production. They've got a fucking well-oiled machine on those games. They got like a writing staff, and we're just like four people in a room. But yeah, that's one of the ideas that I think we've thrown around.
I feel like I can make this happen. We had somebody construct those giant battleship boards, and I feel like they can make us a set.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That was fun.
I would love to get some friends to do a family feud or something. It'd be like, I feel like it would be like goofy. It's like, you know, what's the internet's favorite word for diarrhea or something?
Or I just make them really hyper specific questions of my beliefs.
There's just one answer.
There's just diarrhea. One answer that could be right.
Ding.
At what age did I call diarrhea? A teacher mom?
Show me diarrhea! Sorry.
Oh!
Sorry for anyone wearing headphones.
I have a fun bit of behind-the-scenes lore. For today's episode, we had to have titles in Spanish, and I had a couple sent over, and there's one that was a direct translation of streams, but I had to explain that it's a slang term for diarrhea.
That's fantastic. You know what else is fantastic? There were 472 people in the audience when we started that question, and as soon as Aaron started yelling diarrhea, there's now five less people in this
Q&A. Let's be real. You're the one who shouted diarrhea.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I merely spoke it at a larger volume.
So you're the one plummeting our rating.
Yeah.
All right, this next one is from Kelly. What would it take for you guys to do a studio cover of Kiss from a Rose by Seal?
I did one already.
Yeah, he did one.
Well, that is the answer to that question.
Yeah, yeah. With the Super Guitar Bros. If you look up Dan Avedon, Super Guitar Bros, Kiss from a Rose, it's right there for your enjoyment. And It's actually on the Game Grumps channel. So how cool.
We literally mailed it to your house. I don't know if you got the message or anything, but we made sure it needed a signature.
Oh, we're back up to 468. You drop 5 with diarrhea, get 1 back with Kiss from a Rose.
This next one is for Dan.
Oh, I see how it is.
Sorry, I just read the name of the person who sent this.
God.
This next one is from Casey S. Portrait of an ass grabber. Dan, have you ever been to Action Park? If so, what rides did you almost die on?
Yes, I went to Action Park many, many times. Almost died on all of them. The wave pool was very dangerous. You would definitely get sucked in, like, towards the sides and the back. The tubing thing where you'd tube down, like, the little mountain was rough because you'd get, like, the mountains weren't, like, sanded down, so you'd hit the sides and scrape yourself. And the rope swing. You'd swing out on a rope and, like, fly into a lagoon and while everyone else was watching and judging. And I definitely ate shit on that a couple of times. And it's just rough because you're under the water and you know that when you surface, there's going to be, like, a ton of Jersey kids being like, oh, you know. But, yeah, Action Park was a dream. I love that place.
A fun action
is back up.
Hell yeah. A fun Action Park fact I learned is on the loop-de-loop slide, people kept getting cut up and they thought it was from nails or screws in the slide, but it was actually from teeth embedded in the walls of the slide.
That's insane. I never did the loop-de-loop slide. Like that must have been towards the end.
Well, that was, I don't think that did they ever make that go live?
I don't know.
I thought they built it. And they kept testing it, and it kept being way too dangerous.
It's insane. You just look at it. Even on, like, the blueprint, you're like, this won't work.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I think, like, kids just, like, flopped around in all the tests or something.
Such an insane place. Hard to believe it existed now, but at the time, you know, there was no internet to tell everyone how insane something was, so people just lived.
Just a word of mouth insanity.
Yeah.
This next one is from Tank Pickman. Since y'all love munching on the show, and I like munching while watching the show, what's your favorite thing to munch on?
Just in general?
Yes.
That's a good question.
I'm big on peanuts right now. And just like veggies. Susie makes deviled eggs. She's been making them a lot more frequently. And that shit slaps. So, oh, bro, what am I even talking about? My favorite thing, aside from Susie's deviled eggs, which is like number two, close to number one, is fucking fresh bread and butter. Not
the
like
best.
Cold butter. Like, I just, and you just fucking, oh, it's so good. I don't know what happened in my life where something just like clicked, but I'm just like, I just crave it all the time. And that's why I'm fat.
What a turn at the end there. I like bland, tasteless stuff. So like those table water crackers, I love those. They're like really thin and circular, and they have almost no taste.
Water crackers.
Yeah, like table. I don't know what you call them. I think that's the name of it.
Like they usually come in like a fancy pack of assorted crackers.
Yeah. Yeah, the package is black with, like, it's like a, not a cylinder, but like a squared cylinder. What's the name of that shape?
A cylinder?
I believe cylinder has to be circular in nature.
A cubic prism?
Sure.
Are you describing communion wafers?
No, they're not exactly that. Look up table water crackers.
Water crackers.
Oh, wait, no, yeah, I've had them. They taste like nothing.
Yeah, Cars Table Water Crackers. I love them.
Why is it $61?
Not that one. The other one. The one that's $5.
What the? Oh, is this like a package of 1,000?
I don't know.
Nope. It's just
Is it just some cracker salesman hoping for the best?
Oh no, it is. It's a full box of them. Okay,
it's like a Costco kind of thing. But yeah, I love those. Like every time I
those are pretty satisfying.
I open the pantry, I'm like, oh, maybe just a couple more of those.
Well, you know, for a lot of like lunches, I love cooking. I cook all the time, and I'll make like a little bruschetta or something, you know, like a little tomato and cheese and various onions and veggies, vinaigrette, olive oil sort of thing. We use those crackers to eat them, or fresh bread. I'll toast them up on the skillet and, you know, a little bit of butter. And you can, you know, make a little, so they get crispy.
This is like straight up food porn. I was like, I like crackers. You're like,
so what you want to do is you want to take the tomato and make it nice with the lettuce.
Well, it's so easy to just make a little dip in, you know, it's just like chop up some tomato and maybe some pepper, and yeah. You get some of those, you can buy them in a jar, the sun roasted tomatoes, mm-hmm. and they're like, they've been soaking in oil, and then you just like chop that up and you mix it all up. You make a little vinaigrette, a little like red wine vinegar, and like a little bit of salt, pepper, and just mix it all up, you know, so good. Shit.
There you go.
This next one's from Leandro. What's a weird talent you have that most people don't know about?
God, our lives have just been laid so bare over the years. Like, what have we not told people about?
Yeah.
In 11 years of idle chit chat, you know?
God, yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. I don't know. Because everything I can think of, I'm like, I did that in a Power Hour episode.
I can make squeaky noises with my lips.
Do it. Are you making the noises? I hear nothing.
Really?
Yeah, I think Discord is like, that's not a human.
Oh, really? Oh, man. Hold on, let me try one more time.
Oh, I heard that one.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
I had to like overlay it with human sound.
<It's> so funny. You know what I wish I could do? That thing where people flick their cheek and it sounds like a water drop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a magic trick.
I can't really do it.
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't know. Voice acting. Oh wait, people know I do that.
Yeah.
You're good at throwing cards.
Yeah, I can throw cards, I guess. The thing is it's tour. It's like when we're on the bus and there's just like 10 hours of nothing and you're in the same room on the bus, you just get bored. And it's like, I don't want to be on my phone all day, so I just, like, learn something stupid. And one of the things I'll learn is there's, like, something I can buy at, like, any store. And then, so usually it's a pack of cards, and then I'll learn to do stuff with cards. So I can throw cards, I can do some, like, little magic tricks here and there, just because I get bored. You know what I've been trying to do that I can't figure the fuck out is, pen twirling? I swear to God, everybody who's on fucking TikTok and YouTube who does anything even remotely involving fucking pens or markers or whatever, they always start their video out by like twirling the pen in a cool way. And I'm like, how do you do that? And then I look up a video and they're like, it's easy. You just flick it and then it rolls over your thumb. And I'm like, it goes flying every time I do that. I'm trying so hard and I cannot figure it out. And now Traveler's Company, which is a notebook company, did a collaboration with Blackwing, and I've never been a Blackwing fan. I've had one, but I've never really used it. But now the fucking brand association, I'm like, oh, Blackwing's sick. So I got a Blackwing from the Traveler's Company collaboration, and it comes with like a cap that you put on the sharpened part, and then it basically becomes like the perfect twirling pen. And I still can't do it, even though the balance is perfect. And it pisses me off. That's a talent I wish I had.
Sorry, eh?
Yeah. Wish someone would just teach me.
Teach me.
Maybe that'll be an episode, learning little human tricks.
Little human tricks. Sit.
Put us in tiny outfits.
Oh, speaking of tiny outfits, that's coming up soon.
Oh, cool.
What?
I don't know. Uh-oh. Don't ask questions.
Okay, yeah. I'm sure we'll just live it.
Just be afraid.
Just be afraid. This next one is from Aaron RC. Hello from the UK and happy 12 years of Game Grumps. I have to know, what were your favorite and least favorite British foods that you tried in the 10-minute Power Hour episode?
Oh, gosh.
You ate British foods?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Snacks from across the pond.
Oh, right. Isn't it? I don't remember any of them.
You really like the pudding.
I like the pudding.
There was something that ended in mite. Was it Marmite?
Yeah, neither of you like the Marmite.
That was a struggle. That was a struggle.
Yikes.
Although, like, it's one of those things that, you know how there's sometimes if you're in the place that it's enjoyed and served, sometimes it makes more sense taste-wise? Like, I never liked licorice, and then when we did a tour through Amsterdam, they're crazy about licorice there. And we tried some at a store, and I was like, this is good, actually.
Yeah.
So it might be one of those things where if you just like eat it by yourself, you're like, ugh. But if perhaps if we were being served in a tea room in I almost said Brisbane, that's Australia. In anywhere in England, which is a name I can't think of, right? Leeds. Let's say Leeds. Maybe it would make more sense.
Bristol.
Bristol's great.
Brighton.
Oh, Aaron, you like the cookie dip.
What, like Biscoff? Biscuit
that.
Spread?
Yeah, Biscoff is good.
That shit's awesome.
It's cookie butter.
It's made out of fucking cookies. I will say, and this is somewhat related, I mentioned I was in Amsterdam recently, and one of the things in that part of the world that's famous is like salt licorice, which famously is disgusting to Americans. I was determined to like it, and I developed a taste for it, and now I really like it. It's fucking delicious.
Salt licorice?
Yeah, it's just black licorice that's covered in salt and, like, a little bit of sugar.
Oh, man.
It's fucking like, great.
Yeah. Their idea of what a treat is very different.
Well, it's, like, it's such a thing there that they have different, like, varieties of it now, where it's like, oh, these are soft, and these are a little harder, and these are, like, extra salty, and... And so I just tried the normal one.
Interesting.
I like it.
Do we have any more questions, Vanessa?
Yes, I'm just reading them. Corn Pops Rule, a.k.a. Jess, says, what was the first thing your kid brain thought of becoming when you grew up?
I always wanted to be a singer. My mom has, like, this worksheet that I did in second grade. It's like, draw what you want to be. And it's a stick figure with a word bubble that says la, la, la. So I must have known early on. Yeah.
I don't remember. Like, I just did things. I lived life in the moment, you know? I wasn't thinking about the future. I was thinking about now. I guess the first thing I thought of being was some kind of artist. In some way, a voice actor. I remember watching something on Nickelodeon when I was like 6 or 7, and it was about voice acting, and I was like, I want to do that. I didn't know you could do that. I want to do that. So I think that's the first thought I had about like a job.
Man, there's someone on the screen, Aaron. Do you see it? Second to last column. From the right,
yeah,
at the bottom, it just says the wiener, like dot dot dot, like the wiener dot dot dot, and I'm like, the wiener what?
The wiener eek.
Really?
I'm referencing the penis eek, which is a great song.
Oh, all right. I don't know what that means.
I was walking down the street yesterday, and I heard it coming out of somebody's house, and I really wanted to knock on their door and be like, "Are you listening to the penis eek?" That's crazy.
Cops show up.
Hold on. I'll play a little snippet for you.
Don't get us demonetized.
We're to
pay, don't get this Q&A demonetized.
It's on Discord. It's a private thing. Stop it. I was just listening. I was just watching Corey's by Connor O'Malley, which is brilliant.
Oh my God, I love him. Watch it.
Yeah, he did a short film called Corey's, and it's so good. Everything he makes is fucking brilliant. Stop writing the Pernis
wrong.
I'm sorry, dude. I swear to God, it's getting worse.
Aaron wrote Pernis like three times
because they have a fucking AI. They have a shitty AI for their stupid typing bullshit now, and it's like, oh, did you mean PRN? That's a word. Like, no, I didn't mean that.
Did you mean Pernis?
It's the word that is a word. Pen.
Jerking it, and by jerking it, I mean my Pernis.
Peanuts. Oh.
Here we go. Yeah. Yeah.
I can't hear anything.
Anyway, great song.
That's the Penis Eek?
Penis Eek, yeah. I remember...
Kind of like Baby Elephant Walk.
I remember when I was on tour for Scribble Showdown, Jaden... We'll all be in our bunks, you know, at like 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. or something, and I just get a text from Jaden, who's literally like... a foot away from me in another bunk. And she's like, remind me to show you something tomorrow. I said, oh, okay. And then I kind of forgot. And then we were walking like a mile to a movie theater because we were going to go see Godzilla. And then I was like, oh, what's that thing you wanted to show me? And she's like, oh, fuck. And she like, opens up her phone and like loads it and plays it like full volume as we're walking through a parking lot. And we're just like all like, fucking jamming out like this rule. She's like, I knew you'd like it.
It is nice.
All right,
that video you played was 14 years old.
The Penis Eek,
celebrating 14 years of Penis Eek.
Is it really?
That's what it says.
Wow,
God.
All right, we've got one last question.
It is nuts.
One last question. Did you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
This one is from Jesse Rose. What has been the messiest 10-minute power hour?
That was the one where we were filling the banana. Well, I guess the paint one kind of, but that feels like cheating.
There's a lot of different kinds of messy.
Yeah. But yeah, I would say in terms of like where we looked at everything and we're like, oh God, it was the banana filling one.
That was crazy. It started with the second episode we ever did, which was the Easy Bake Oven one. That was the first episode where we emerged from the filming room and you were like covered in brownie mix and like drooling from the sides and it was all in our hair. And, we were just like, I think we just figured out what this show should be.
Yeah. That did feel very like formative, that episode.
Yeah. It was a nice moment. I just remember you being like, and like it falling out of your mouth and you're like, it's easy to bake.
The fish episode did get a lot of fish oil everywhere.
The fish episode was disgusting.
That's like
it was very. If
you could see other dimensions, like smell and stuff, I think that would probably be the messiest in terms of like the stench got everywhere.
It was very contained. It's funny to me, because. I'm sure they're fine, but like that was at a, sometimes we have some extra help, in the merch office during the holiday season, cause it's more packaging to do. And so there were a couple of people there that were like seasonal, employees, and, they were sitting in on that episode and they tried, a bunch of the grossest ones, like barnacles and the Susterman or whatever. And I never saw them again. And I'm just like, I hope they're okay. I hope they survive.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll be back next Christmas.
Well.
Just hear a fucking loud sniff. That's been some of my favorite comedy lately. It's like videos where people are like simulating really real things. There's this kid. This kid's going to be like so successful, I think. He's already killing it. His name's like I think his name's Jack Pop or something. Is that his name? Yeah, Jack Pop. He started doing videos when he was like 13 or something, and they were like hilarious. But he's really good at that. Like he'll just be like, like it's in his comedy videos, and it's so funny to me. I'm like jealous. I didn't think to add that to cartoons and shit. Anyway, that's just a little snippet from my life.
Punctuated with another big sneeze. Well, good job, boys.
Yeah, this was fun.
Yeah, this is great. I love doing these. Thanks everyone for joining. I don't know how we did this. Was it on the Patreon? Ask questions from the Patreon.
There's a little link.
If you're in here, you're part of the Patreon. Unless you're like one of the two people that's like a YouTube member, which thanks, by the way. That's really nice of you to keep being a YouTube member, because we literally do not support that at all. But it is a thing we still do. We give you emojis. That's what we do. You can have emojis you can use in the videos.
And I see some people are dropping off because they know there are no more questions. And just as...
y'all are the real fans.
Yeah, just so you know, like there's little added bonuses to sticking around right towards the end. The past... word to Aaron's house is Frogger Farts in My Mouth 69X 69.
Frogger Farts in My Mouth. I'm a star sniffer, dude. I won't sniff any frog's farts. It's got to be Frogger.
Star sniffer. My lord.
No. The password to kinggrumps.com is...
Yeah. I just saw him put it in.
It's so funny to me that, like, today, kinggrumps.com went down.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like, domain is for sale. And it's like, what the fuck? But now it's back up. It's crazy that there's somebody that's just, like, flipping a switch over there. It's just like, it's on again.
Yeah.
It's, fuck you. Give us $20.
But it won't go down again. And if it does... you can get in there yourself and fix it using the password. I'm Aaron Hansen, Frogger Farts in My Mouth, 69X69X.
That's a good fucking website, man.
Farts in My Mouth.
Have you ever used the sticker store?
Aaron Hansen.
The fucking stickers, they move and shit.
Frogger.
The sticker store is cool!
Right? When you put a sticker in your card, it gets stuck to the fucking locker. Like, we gotta do more stuff like that. You gotta do that for the rest of the store. Fucking shit rules. Anyway, kisses and hugs, everybody.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us. This was fun.
Love you. Bye.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.